Students at Southern Methodist University in Dallas have joined students at a growing number of colleges across the country rallying against racial discrimination. Yesterday, about 150 students gathered on SMU's campus to show support for Black students at the University of Missouri and to raise awareness about racial issues at their own school. Joining us now is Christina Cox, who's the editor-in-chief of SMU's college paper, The Daily Campus. Christina, what is this all about at SMU? Is this the same kind of thing that's been going on at Ithaca and Claremont McKenna and Yale in Missouri?
Yeah, I would say it's very similar to what's been going on other campuses. At SMU specifically, these sorts of conversations and rallies began about a month ago with a racially offensive party that was being hosted by some fraternities on campus, as well as some offensive comments posted anonymously online on both sites called Yik Yak and Greek Rank. So those two specific events have really sparked this rally and this discussion of race relations on SMU's campus.
And the students have put out a list of demands, including that Black professors must increase until at least 10% of the faculty is Black. And they want that in terms of the student body as well, 10% of the student body at SMU to be Black. What else are they asking for?
They're also asking that students and student organizations are held accountable for racially insensitive conduct. They also want students that are possibly going to go through Greek life to have some cultural sensitivity training, as well as some awareness training of different races and cultures on campus. They also want someone to be on the board of trustees who is also Black. So there's about 10 demands that they sent to President Turner yesterday morning, and Turner did respond. He said that he is looking forward to going over these and having an open dialogue with students on campus.
But is he likely to do what they've asked for?
I am not sure. I can't speak to that, but I know that the administration has really been trying to keep this an open dialogue. I know they want the students and the administrators to really collaborate on this. I think they want to fix the problems that students are bringing up. They don't want to have what happened at the University of Missouri to happen here. I know President Turner really wants to try to fix things and try to make things better, from what I've understood based on what their response.
And is there much debate among the students about these demands? Would everyone that you asked on campus agree that these are things that they want, or are there people who didn't show up to the protest who would disagree?
I think there's people on both sides of it. I think people agree that there is some work that needs to be done on campus in terms of inclusion as well as open conversation. I wouldn't say everyone agrees to the 10 demands exactly how they are, but I know people do agree that some conversation needs to be had.
What do you say to people who are looking at this from the outside and just don't understand this movement that's going on at colleges across the country?
I say it comes from a place of just wanting to feel included and as important as every other student on campus. I think certain isolated events bring attention to things and probably bring up feelings that might not have been recognized or ignored. And so I think really just comes from wanting a voice to be heard and just wanting to feel like part of the conversation that maybe some students didn't feel a part of before.
That's Christina Cox, the editor-in-chief of the student newspaper, The Daily Campus, at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. Christina, thank you.
Thank you so much.